Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks for downloading us. Of course, you can get us at iHeart or at RadioMD.com or a number of other sites. But thanks for downloading us. Keep doing it. Every Tuesday, we have a great new guest on. And, of course, tell your friends about us. Today, we have a special guest. He presented at our conference in Las Vegas, our preventive medicine, the Cleveland Clinic's preventive medicine conference, and was so superb. And I learned about his book coming out that I asked him immediately on. I told Dr. Oz about him, sent Dr. Oz the book, because this is a great book and a great piece of science work. The Longevity Diet is the title. The Longevity Diet, featuring the five-day fasting mimicking diet, all the health benefits of fasting without the hunger. The website for it is Prof, P-R-O-F, Walter, V-A-L-T-E-R, Longo, L-O-N-G-O. He is a scientist and does careful work. He heads the gerontology program at USC. He's director of the Longevity Institute at USC, to be specific, and the program on longevity and cancer at the IFOM, which is in Milan. He is a wonderful, wonderful scientist. So, Dr. Longo, thanks very much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Dr. Roizen. And by the way, the Prof. Walter Longo is the Facebook page. It's not a website.
Prof. Walter Longo is the Facebook page. So go to Facebook, P-R-O-F-V-A-L-T-E-R Longo, L-O-N-G-O. Dr. Longo, tell us the essence of the – first of all, tell us how you found out about this longevity diet, and then the essence of it. Let's do two questions, if you would. I'm sorry to ask them this way, tandem, if you will.
Yes. So actually, this is all I've ever done since I was 19 years old, study aging as an undergraduate in Texas. So I waited for a while, you know, 30 years, and now it's time to do it. And the essence is really to combine the genetics that we studied with the work that we did on nutrition, and really come up with both a everyday diet as well as something that people can do periodically. And so about half of the book is about everyday diet, and half of it is about this fasting mimicking diet, which we identified and developed here at USC, and which basically allows people to have long-term effects by just having a temporary diet lasting about four to 5 days.
And it was discovered, as I understood it, almost by accident.
Not so much, meaning that at the beginning, the original discovery was made in yeast and in bacteria, the early work that I did at UCLA. And so it was clear back then that starving either bacteria or yeast, surprisingly, made them live longer, stronger. So they would live longer, but also be very resistant, very much protected against all kinds of toxins. That was the beginning. And then, you know, from there, I moved to the genetics of aging, you know, and the genetics of why do they live longer when they're starved, these simple organisms. I think the fasting mimicking diet is really the result of all of this work and understanding so much about the molecular biology of protection and longevity, that we are able to sort of trick the system into doing this by just having patients undergo a short intervention.
But the short intervention, that was, how did you come upon the idea of a short intervention versus the longer one? And what's the, obviously, there's a lot of benefit in the short one for being able to do it, but what's the other benefits of the short intervention?
Well, the short intervention, I think the major benefit, obviously, is that it allows people to continue and do what it is that they do. We now know that the great majority, if not all, long-term diets fail. And this includes something called calorie restriction, which is has been around for 100 years, and everybody in the aging field knows very well. Essentially, if you eat 30% less calories, most organisms that undergo this restriction tend to live longer, but not so much longer because it causes as many problems as it causes solutions. And so, at least in mammals. And so, this periodic fasting mimicking diet is really the result of a lot of scientific work and our original observation that if you starve a mouse, that the hematopoietic system, the blood system, undergoes a regeneration. That was a little bit surprising to us. And at the beginning, we basically had combined starvation with chemotherapy, and we saw that the blood cells would come back more rapidly if the mice were starved. So chemotherapy would knock down white blood cell levels, and the chemotherapy plus fasting will allow this to return to normal levels quicker. And that's where we discovered that fasting, in addition to protection, also causes regeneration, and it causes multi-system regeneration. And that is really, we think, a lot of the essence of the periodic efficacy. So by regenerating both inside of the cells and cellularly, the system now can have advantages that are long term.
And that's actually, as I understand it, even better than calorie restriction long term, meaning the calorie restriction for a short period of time, it's in that refeeding that you regenerate some of the cells and the stem cells. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so the finding is that the rebuilding occurs mostly during the refeeding, which, of course, during if you do calorie restriction, chronic calorie restriction, that never happens. There is no refeeding. So the most important part is really missing in the calorie restriction, and now we know from monkey studies that long-term calorie restriction doesn't extend lifespan very much, or just a little bit, right? And the reason for that is that you're really pushing the system to an extreme state, and now we don't have longevity data for humans, but certainly if you look at, you know, including my own boss, supervisor at UCLA many years ago, Roy Walford, who was one of the pioneers of calorie restriction, and when he was in this place called Biosphere 2, where they did the first human experiment on calorie restriction, you could tell that this wasn't going to work because they really looked emaciated. They were very thin, and you know, obviously that was not the way to make a human being live longer.
So let's talk about the essence of it. Is there a specific macronutrient you avoid? In other words, do you try and avoid protein, or do you try and avoid carbohydrate, or do you try and avoid fat? What do you try and avoid with this, and or nothing, or can you eat any of the foods? It's just calorie restriction.
Yes. So if we're talking about the fasting mimicking diet, which is, of course, very different from the everyday diet, and people sometimes mix the two things, but they should be very much separate. So the fasting mimicking diet, which should be done or can be done from once a month to once every 6 months for 5 days, and that diet is low in proteins or very low in protein, very low in sugar, and then has relatively high levels of good fats. Those are the major features of it. Of course, we added many, many different things to it, including the nourishment part and also other tricks. For example, some carbon sources, glycerol is one of them, that trick the system into thinking it's starving, even though they can serve sources of energy. So there are many components in the diet, but the essential changes are low protein, low sugar, and high fats, but certain type of fat.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
And now the when you tried to develop this, obviously you want it to taste good as well. And as I understand it, it's 1,000 calories the first day, 750 the next four days. And you, in fact, had to find a commercialization source that would help people stay on this. Is that right?
Yes, meaning that it was obvious when we approached first oncologists 10 years ago that we needed that water-only fasting wasn't going to work. Patients didn't want to do it. Doctors didn't want them to do it. And so it was not going to go anywhere. And so we asked for funding from the government, about the NIH, the NIA, National Institute on Aging, and the National Cancer Institute funded us to develop something that both doctors and patients would be fine with, and that's where the fasting mimicking diet came from. And then I started a company called El Nutra that markets the fasting mimicking diet. All my shares would be donated to a foundation that I started called Create Cure. So I have really no financial benefits from the company, but I just thought that this was the only way to really get it out there internationally, and now the Prolon fasting mimicking diet is available in multiple countries, and there are thousands of doctors that are recommending it. So I think it was a good way to go.
And it is a tasty the way they prepare it. I can tell you that my son has been on it. My son is a pediatric endocrinologist who read your data, and he's been on it for now about a year and says the food from El Nutra, L-N-U-T-R-A, is in fact both tasty, and he and his wife do it very easily for 5 days. They've been doing it like me, missing doing this every month. So I didn't realize that you could do this only 3 or 4 times a year if you're a normal person, to try and increase your stem cells and make them longer.
Yes, and not just stem cells. I think there is a lot of things that are going on also inside of the cell, and also in as far as redistribution. For example, after a few days, the body on the fasting mimicking diet starts using preferentially, as we have shown, the visceral fat, and it affects muscle mass, but just temporarily. And when you refeed, the muscle mass is reestablished, so you go back to the same the normal lean body mass, but of course the fat, the visceral fat, is lost. These are some of the features of it, and yes, you only need to do it when you need to do it. So, of course, it may be that 20 years from now we'll realize that, you know, if you do it twice a month, that would be the best. But I think until then, people should do it based on need, meaning that most people probably need it 3 or 4 times a year, and that's it. You know, and that's also important for people because, you know, when you make a decision about a diet, I mean, most people feel threatened by it, and they feel this is not something that I can do. And so if they feel they have to do it every month, many people will be scared away. And I think that realizing that you can eat your normal food, you know, as much as, of course, half of my book is about what that is, but you know, understanding that people, many people don't want to change, then say, okay, can you do this every 4 months? At least do this every 4 months. And we have shown in the clinical trial that this can have tremendous effects on the risk of developing diseases in the next 10, 20 years.
So let's talk about, so this is not just for healthy and living long, it's called the longevity diet, but this is actually for what you would do, for example, if you had a cancer or if you were worried about you're developing dementia or if you're worried about heart disease. This has many other applications than just living longer and well. Is that correct?
Yes. So the idea, I think that myself and a group of people, which is expanding rapidly, sort of biogerontologists are trying to do, is to say treat aging, right? Don't treat diseases. I mean, it's fine to treat diseases, but most cases it's too late. You know, if you wait until somebody has a disease and you try to go after it, let's say cancer and chemotherapy, it doesn't really do a whole lot of good. And the idea is if you start treating aging before the disease is there, but also after the disease is there, right? So, for example, and now we're testing, you know, if you rejuvenate the body and somebody has diabetes or somebody that has cancer even, now the good cells, the damaged cells are eliminated and the good cells are replaced the damaged cells. Of course, you know, this is clearly demonstrated in mice. Is not yet clearly demonstrated in humans, but the clinical trial, the human clinical trial, suggested the same or something very similar is occurring. And so I think it's a very different strategy to say make the tissues younger. And, of course, most 18-year-olds or even 30-year-olds don't have any type of disease or even dysfunction, or a major one. So is it possible to bring the body back to a state where most of the cells are functioning well? Of course, you're not going to go back to 18 if you start at 60, but you know, maybe we think that the body can be rejuvenated sufficiently to be functional longer or much longer.
So, tell me, what about we've heard a great deal from Dr. Bredesen and some of the others like Mark Hyman at the Functional Medicine Institute here at the Cleveland Clinic about a ketogenic diet for dementia. Does this 5-day fasting diet seem to work for dementia as well?
Well, we're testing that. So we had a modified diet that we tested on mice a few years ago. And that worked very well for dementia. And now we're testing FMD, the fasting mimicking diet for dementia, both in humans and in mice. And we'll see. You know, so we just got now a grant from the Italian Ministry of Health to test this for mild cognitive impairment, so that people that are in the initial demented dementia state. And so we'll see. And I think that, I mean, of course, the fasting mimicking diet is ketogenic, but it's ketogenic sort of in a natural way. So the body enters its own ketogenic state. So it makes its own ketone bodies. And we think that's probably the most effective way to do it periodically, and to do it in a way that the body enters a natural ketogenic mode. And by the way, Dale and I mean, my first publication I mentioned earlier about starvation in yeast, Dale was one of the co-authors, believe it or not, you know. So we were both at UCLA at the time, and he had his own lab. I was still a graduate student, and he was on that paper.
I should tell people we're talking with Professor, and the Facebook page is Prof. Walter, V-A-L-T-E-R, Longo, L-O-N-G-O. So Prof. Walter Longo is the Facebook page. He's the author of the best-selling book just out. I think it's just out this week, called The Longevity Diet. It is 5-day fasting mimicking diet, the health benefits of fasting without the hunger. As you can tell, since I'm asking him a bunch of scientific questions, I'm enthused and have read and the original science and have been doing the diet once a month. Because I'm a little over-aggressive at it, I guess, I think it's 32 months now, or 33 months since I first read about it. I think it was in July of 15, so it's probably 31 months then that I've been doing this.
And you're the pioneer in this, I have to say, Dr. Roizen.
And so this is it's pretty easy to do, believe it or not. 5 days of going, I should tell you, you've probably had people tell you this as well, but if you do routine exercises, I do, it's amazingly easy to do I do 48 minutes of cardio 3 times a week, and it's amazingly easy to do on day 4 and 5, the first 20 minutes of that 48 minutes, but by the time you get to 48, you really are pushing it, because at the end of that 5 days of fasting mimicking diet called the Longevity Diet in this book by Dr. Prof. Walter Longo, you feel a bit tired or exhausted. So if you're going to do your normal exercise routine, plan on doing this diet in a way that do it on day 1 or 2, and then don't do it until day 6 again when you're refeeding.
Or don't do it. I mean, most people will do this every 3 or 4 months. So I would say that that's okay. You know, for the 5 days that you're on the fasting mimicking diet, you don't need to exercise. You can walk. That's fine. But exercising strenuously, especially, it can be dangerous because it relies on glucose levels being high.
So I'm a little crazy, as you have probably no doubt seen. What else? Have I missed any questions that you think are key to ask you?
Yes, I think the other half of the book is also very, very important, and talks about the everyday diet. And it talks about also something that I refer to as 5 pillars of longevity, and the idea of not picking diets based on one pillar, let's say epidemiology or mouse work, but really going after different fields, going from clinical work to mouse work to epidemiology to looking at centenarians, you know. And that was a very important pillar in my decisions about the everyday diet. So what you eat every day shouldn't really be based on what we hear almost every day, which is one pillar strategies, but it should be based on a much more careful, much deeper understanding of different pillars. And when you put it together and you come up with a common denominator, and you say, well, these foods have been part of the longest-lived populations in the world, but they also match the clinical data, they match the epidemiological data, they match the basic science. Then you feel pretty safe that this is going to be a diet that is not going to hurt anybody, first of all, and most likely is going to optimize longevity. And I really thought it was very important to start the book this way, with how do we get there, you know, and not so much here's my opinion on what you should eat, but let me explain to you why this is a method that is very important in making decisions about diet, which we now know, you know, they can have incredible effects. For example, you know, something that I presented in Vegas at your conference was the effects of calorie restriction on diseases in monkeys. We know that diet can completely wipe out diabetes in monkeys and reduce cardiovascular disease and cancer by 50%. So these are incredible effects, which are most likely, you know, if this was shown in monkeys, most likely obtainable in humans. And so now if diet can have that type of an effect, I think it's very important to get the everyday diet, not just the periodic fasting mimicking diet, but also the everyday diet correct. Now, people can say, oh, I can follow it or no, it's not for me, or I can just do half of it. But I think it's very important to know what it is that it is associated and promotes maximum and healthy longevity.
And this book does go through those five pillars of longevity and comes back to, I think, a important conclusion, but I'm going to let most people find most of the conclusion. I just do want to say that one of the subtitles is You Are What You Eat. And I think that's been confirmed again and again. So we don't want to take away from exercise or stress management, but diet is a key pillar. And your choices of food are key pillars of how long and how well you live. I think that is not unfair to say that. Is that true, Dr. Longo?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, exercise, one of the chapters, the 12 chapters, is an exercise. So, I, you know, of course, I very much endorse doing exercise the right way, and not too much and not too little. And I think a lot of the exercise can be done by just using your body more, as people used to do in the old days. Now, most people use escalators and elevators, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we look for places that are close by instead of places that are far away to go eat or have coffee. So simple things can make a tremendous difference in how much you move per day independently or going to the gym. And I think that's as important as going to the gym.
Well, we've been talking with Professor Walter Longo, Dr. Longo. The Facebook page is ProfValterLongo. And the book is The Longevity Diet. It is a wonderful book, and as you can tell, it's based on solid science. So I thank you for coming on the show, Dr. Longo, and do get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you shop for books. There is a Kindle edition. There are, if you will, as well as a hardcover edition, and it is a best-selling book, as it should be, because this is really what I think is groundbreaking and revolutionary way of presenting the start of what I think is a longevity revolution in America and in the world. Thanks very much, Dr. Longo.
Well, thank you, Dr. Roizen.
And Randall, thanks for great engineering. We have a new episode of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is, I think, 876B. Randall can correct me on that, but I think it's 876B. Thanks very much for tuning in and downloading us. We're on iHeart and RadioMD.com, and hopefully at about the time you hear this, we'll also get this booked onto the Dr. Oz Show. So sometime in the next month, Dr. Longo will appear there. Look for those listings on DrOz.com or on Prof. Walter Longo, ValterLongo, on Facebook and Facebook Live. Thanks very much, and thanks for downloading us.